T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Now, with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Day, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
P. Diddy with you. Paul Bunyan, thank you for joining us today on CCO.
Paul Bunyan?
Yeah, I'm going to try that out.
Oh, okay. I don't have to wear like a blue ox costume, do I?
I like the one you have on now.
Okay.
Very colorful. Hey, we're giving away Twins tickets.
Oh,
right?
Yeah. Next hour. CCO.
Okay,
yep.
Cool.
Yep. Not now.
Nice.
Did you hear me play the music?
Yeah.
Right in the middle of, in the middle of CBS News, I accidentally played the
that was you?
Twins music.
It's because you're wearing a blue ox costume.
It was a mistake.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We all make mistakes.
A little tease, yeah. It was a mistake wearing this blue ox outfit today,
I know,
too, I think.
But I'm enjoying it. Thank you.
Okay.
So, going to talk to Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, about the horrific shooting in Buffalo on Saturday. And this 18-year-old apparently believed in the great replacement theory. I don't know if you're up to speed on this, DJ. There's a far right-wing conspiracy circulating, claiming a broad, organized effort is now underway to diminish the influence of white people. Believers say this goal is being achieved both through immigration of non-white people into societies that have largely been dominated by white people, as well as through simple demographics, with white people having lower birth rates than others. Whether the victims of mass shootings, like the one in Buffalo, are black, Jewish, Muslim, or Latino, some believe the attacks are part of a larger strategy among white power activists to spark a race war. There's a more mainstream view that suggests Democrats are encouraging immigration from Latin America so more like-minded potential voters replace traditional, mostly white Americans. Somebody online said the great replacement theory is nothing new. If your ancestry is Irish, Italian, Polish, or German, or Catholic, to name a few, they used to say that about your great-great-grandparents as well. But I think we've taken it to a whole new level. Have you heard about the great replacement theory? Do you buy into that?
Well, no, I don't. I don't think it's this weird conspiracy or something. But it just, you know, you talked about all the Irish and Catholic and Italian that at one point in this country were sort of the outsiders. And I heard somebody recently say that at one point, you know, Italians were considered, you know, they're the immigrants. They're not white. They're coming from a foreign country and they're influencing us. And even simple things like Italian foods, you know, pasta and red sauce used to be in the like Asian or not Asian, the ethnic, quote unquote, section of the grocery store.
Really?
Yeah. And not that, you know, just a few decades ago because they were sort of viewed as the outsider. But now, you know, now we think that's ridiculous. And, you know, Italians are in the U.S. and we sort of think of them like everybody else. And that is happening again. And I don't know.
You've talked about how we tend, and maybe we're just wired as human beings. I don't know if this is evolutionary or what, but we tend to demonize the others, right?
Oh,
people who don't look like us. And I tell people, look, last time I checked, my skin was white. That's an accident of birth. I had no control over that. And I'm not ashamed of being white.
Yeah.
I am ashamed of white people who use skin color as a weapon to keep other people down or somehow think that it gives them lifetime privileges, that other people with different skin color do not have. Yeah. I think that's wrong.
And I think it's a human feature. It's unavoidable that we are uncomfortable and sometimes scared around things that are unfamiliar. If you grow up in the North Woods of Minnesota and you come to downtown Minneapolis, it's unfamiliar. It's scary. And vice versa. If you grow up in downtown Minneapolis and you go to the big, bad, scary woods in northern Minnesota, it's uncomfortable. It's out of your comfort zone. And there's nothing wrong with, you know, growing up in a white community and being uncomfortable and, you know, around people that look different than you. Now, there is something wrong, though, when you act on that. When you act on that and set up a society that favors only the people who look and act like you and make you feel comfortable.
Yeah, we all need to get out of our bubbles. I want to talk to Stephen Belton, Urban League Twin Cities, get his reaction to the shooting in Buffalo. There was another shooting in California over the weekend. And again, at last report, 234 mass shooting incidents since the beginning of the year in the United States, defined as four or more fatalities. 234 of these. 1,200 people have been shot. 247 have died. How do we identify these ticking time bombs walking in our midst? Is it even possible? When we come back, Stephen Belton on CCO. So still trying to unpack what happened in Buffalo on Saturday. Last year, this 18-year-old shooter, whose name will not be mentioned on this show, he responded to an end-of-year project about post-graduation plans by saying publicly that he planned a murder-suicide. The response drew attention from local law enforcement. By the way, he lived about 300 miles away from Buffalo. They picked him up. Law enforcement picked him up at his high school, took him to a hospital for a mental health evaluation. In this online screed, the shooter warned about the so-called replacement theory, which claims that Jews and liberals are trying to import minority voters to diminish the political power of white people. Stephen Belton joins us every Tuesday at this time, Urban League Twin Cities. Stephen, welcome back to the show.
First off, good to be with you.
Absolutely. Good to have you on. And I want to get your reaction to what we saw on Saturday in Buffalo.
Well, it was a horrific scene, eerily familiar in some ways to mass shootings, to racially targeted killings and mass murders that have happened directed toward black people and toward Jews and toward Asians in this country. But still, just a horrific, horrible scene. And then, of course, when you start to, the stories start to pour in about who the victims are, it just deepens the sense of mourning and grief and outrage about the whole thing.
Are you concerned about people of all ages being radicalized online? This guy apparently was known to local authorities, and he shared some things on social media, including a to-do list talking about writing his manifesto, cleaning and oiling his AR, and, quote, making a goodbye list. I wonder, we're always going to have these lone wolves. We're always going to have domestic terror. But it sure seems like there is a minority of people who are heavily armed who are hell-bent on instigating a race war. Does that worry you?
It does worry me. It worries me both that as a society, we've become numb to this, and we express outrage in a moment, and then a few days later, we move on to the next time that we are outraged. And in the meantime, and in the between time, we're not doing anything about it. The free flow of assault-style weapons into our communities is a national disgrace and tragedy. And the fact that we don't have the political will to do anything about it, to stand up to those who wave the Second Amendment in front of us and say we can't prohibit this, is just a shame. It's just shameful. And it is also demonstrates a basic lack of courage and common sense. That concerns me. But I'm also concerned that, you know, the so-called radicalization of these young people on the internet is just a proxy for the fact that we have these values of hate that are unaddressed and are not called out. Long before this young man became radicalized on the internet, and I don't know anything about him specifically, but he was in an environment that either nurtured or allowed this kind of hatefulness to develop and to fester in him. He did not grow up or become radicalized in isolation of others. And so there were adults and others around him who supported these views and allowed this to happen. And this, just for a moment, let's pause and talk about the colossal failure of the mental health and the law enforcement system that are detained this young man after he wrote this screed and questioned him, put him in a mental health facility for a day or two, and then released him. What the heck, Paul? I mean, was there nothing that happened? Was there nothing that he said that could have triggered a deeper view? And if not, then I would say that they just failed. They didn't know how to do their jobs, or they didn't do their jobs, or there's something absent in the system or in the law that prevented them from being aware that these threats were real and that he was having actual homicidal ideation and acting upon that and protecting the people who would be alive today. It's just shameful, and there's failures all around.
Yeah, he said he was joking, right, about the online manifesto and his threats, and I guess, yeah, obviously they released him. Stephen, the U.S. has more deaths from gun violence than any other developed nation on Earth per capita. The rate in the U.S., 8 times greater than Canada, 22 times higher than in the European Union, 23 times greater than Australia. And can you talk a little bit about balancing the right to bear arms with the right to stay alive?
Yeah, so let's keep in mind that a lot of these arms that are killing people, some of them are purchased legally. It appears that this young man purchased his handgun legally, but you have to question, you know, how can an 18-year-old, particularly an 18-year-old with mental health challenges, purchase these weapons? But a lot also are being purchased illegally that are flowing in and out of these communities. I work in a community in North Minneapolis where it's easier to buy an unlawful handgun than it is to buy a healthy salad. It's a food desert, but it is a lush, plentiful landscape for purchasing unlawful weapons, or at least for the proliferation of these unlawful weapons. And in this community that I work in, Paul, you know, these are real lives that are being impacted by this. We don't own these guns. We are not supplying these guns. We don't profit from the sale of these guns, and yet they are proliferating in our community. In this particular instance, back to the issue at Buffalo, you have a proliferation of weapons that are made available because people are claiming the right to bear arms include these assault-style weapons. These assault-style weapons are not for hunting. They are not for sport. They are for killing human beings. And for killing human beings, there ought to be something that our laws can provide. And if not, then we need to change our laws.
Stephen, what is your reaction to the great replacement theory, that there is some sort of a move underway, a nefarious move, through immigration or otherwise, to diminish the role, the power of white Americans? It just seems like this is an ongoing thing. And what is your reaction when you hear the phrase great replacement theory?
And it's nonsense, but it also is a reflection of what some sociologists are calling white fragility, the fear that their whiteness will no longer have the potency and power that it has. And I know that this is a real thing for some people. It is hardly the norm. I don't believe that all white people are sitting afraid of this. But the demographics in this country are changing. They are inevitable. The demographers say that by the year 2040-something, this country will flip the switch and will no longer be a white majority, will be a majority of people of color. And that change, that inevitability, is frightening to some and has become a political dog whistle for others. Not only a dog whistle, but a rallying cry. Donald Trump's ascendancy to the presidency was based on the dog whistle he created of Make America Great Again, which is really a tagline for saying, even though we're being threatened demographically, we want to hold on to what our power is. And so, you know, white people don't have anything to fear other than the extremists within their own midst. But this whole notion that there is a plot underway, I'd like to know who this plot benefits and who the purveyors of this plot are, because I'm not aware of any, and I don't believe that this so-called plot, this replacement theory plot, is actual. I think it's something that someone made up based on their fear.
Stephen, appreciate your perspective. As always, you've given us a lot. You've given me a lot to think about, and I hope listeners agree. Stephen Belton, President, CEO, Urban League Twin Cities. Be safe, and thank you for your perspective, Stephen.
You are welcome. I'm sorry.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track four games at once with multi-view mode and catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
We have to discuss this yet again.
Yeah.
We'll probably have to do it at some point in the future, but I appreciate the time and opportunity. Be well, Paul.
Appreciate that. Thank you, Stephen. So we led the show today with UFOs. A House panel is holding an open to the public congressional hearing on UFOs today. First time in more than 50 years. One Tennessee GOP congressman says there may in fact be evidence of a downed craft. So I know it reads like something out of a conspiracy theory, but when we come back, today's terrible trivia. How much do you know about UFOs? That's up next.
Much terrible.
It's my favorite part of that, Charles Barkley.
That's just terrible.
That's just terrible. All right, UFOs.
Yep.
And I don't pretend to know. I don't have the answer key. I'm keeping an open mind. I respond to evidence.
Mm-hmm.
And if there's evidence, maybe something will come out here with this congressional subcommittee that's open to the public. First time in 50 years.
Yeah, yeah.
What are they hiding?
It seems like everyone's looking for the smoking gun, right? Like, there's the UFO and the little green aliens climbing out of it. And we've never seen that. So we'll see what comes next.
If there are aliens, I think they're scared to death to actually land. So, you know,
yeah.
A lot of video sightings. The Navy pilots have sighted the UFOs.
Yeah.
But they never land because they're scared to death of us. And I don't blame them. All the shootings and the wars, and I mean, the human race is kind of a mess much of the time.
Well, how does that explain what happened to you last summer when you kind of just disappeared into the sky for a week or two and came back with that weird accent?
Yeah, it's the probe. I don't want to. Don't ask me about the probe. They like to probe, and I don't know why that is.
Only in the movies.
Yeah.
All right. We're doing some UFO trivia today. Is that okay with you?
Yeah, please.
The infamous Area 51 is located in what state, Paul? Is Area 51 in Nevada or New Mexico or New Jersey?
That would be Nevada.
You sure it's not New Jersey?
A lot of creepy stuff happens in New Jersey, but yeah.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes,
and you really can't sneak on to Area 51.
Nope.
They will shoot you.
Yes. Yeah. It's pretty tough.
Yeah.
So, yes, located in Nevada, about 90 miles north of Las Vegas.
That's where they keep the UFOs. That's where they keep the landing craft.
That's what people think.
Yeah.
New Mexico, however, is where Roswell is, the famous Roswell incident where I guess there was an accident and there was debris from a balloon that was recovered, you know, supposedly, or maybe it was something else. We don't know. Recovered by the Roswell Army the Roswell Army Airfield. That happened, Paul, in what year? What year did the Roswell incident happen? Was that in 1947? 1957 or 1967?
I think it was 1957. I thought it was in the 50s in New Mexico.
No, it was actually in 1947, which surprised me too that it was that long ago.
Good grief.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah. Mm-hmm. A lot of tourist traps in Roswell.
Oh, man. Yeah. Yeah. Does that entice you at all? Would you go see the tourist stuff around Roswell? No.
No.
Go, like, put your RV up and watch the night sky.
I'd want to go out on my own and see the night sky and see if I get lucky or unlucky. I just don't want any more probing, okay?
All right, we're going to move on here before we get ourselves in trouble. What was the name, Paul, of the Air Force's 22-year investigation into the existence of UFOs called? This was from 1948 to 1969. Again, the U.S. Air Force did an investigation into UFOs. What was it called?
Okay.
Was it Project Blue Book or Project Condor or the X-Files?
I know it's not X-Files.
Are you sure?
That was a TV show.
Oh, yeah, okay.
And a good show.
Yep.
I think it was Blue Book. Yeah.
That's right. Some people, of course, say it was just a PR project to denounce the existence of UFOs. But yes, the project was called Project Blue Book.
Do you just wonder what would happen? You know, would that unite us or would that further divide us?
Oh, boy.
I mean, would it unite?
No,
you know,
no,
the
I don't
human
think it
species.
Would. No, because people would deny and say, "No, it's not there. It's a
don't look up.
Fake. It's a whatever."
Yeah,
I think
okay.
so.
You might be right,
Paul. The best UFO movie ever created, of course, was Men in Black.
Independence Day
was Men in Black.
Independence Day.
Which of these three was not a star in the movie Men in Black?
Men in Black. Okay.
Will Smith. Mm-hmm. Bill Pullman. Or Tommy Lee Jones?
Will Smith. Oh.
No. Bill Pullman, who was in Independence Day.
Ah!
Not Men in Black.
Ah!
I gotcha.
How did I get that wrong?
I don't know. I thought for sure you're going to get that right.
Doggone
the Independence
it.
Day
I was thinking, I was, yeah. All yeah. right. Moving along.
Yeah, you fell right into my trap.
Yeah.
Paul, this is UFO trivia. What U.S. president once reported seeing a UFO? What U.S. president once reported seeing a UFO? Was that Ronald Reagan, Jimmy Carter, or JFK?
Really?
Yep.
Ronald Reagan.
Reportedly.
JFK or Jimmy Carter?
Yep.
I'm going to go with the least likely and say Jimmy Carter.
That's right.
Down in Plains, Georgia.
How did you know that? It was
that's where he lives. That's his home, yeah.
Okay, this was in October of 1969, and he observed a UFO in the skies near Leary in southwestern Georgia. It appeared just after dark, and he says it was a single luminous object about 30 degrees above the horizon. And Carter was, he estimated to be 300 to 1,000 yards away from the object.
And he's kind of a no-nonsense guy. I mean, when I think Jimmy Carter, I don't think conspiracy theorists. Mm-hmm. So the fact that he saw one, wow.
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, you're doing okay. You're doing okay. One more question for you about UFOs.
Okay.
The term UFO has another meaning in the world, if you would believe that. It doesn't just apply to unidentified flying objects. What other context is the acronym UFO used in? Drag racing, quilting, or computer science?
Drag racing, quilting.
I have way too much fun stumping you on these.
what was the third one? Drag racing, quilting,
or
what was the
computer science?
Computer science. I'm going to go quilting.
Look at that.
Yes.
Wow. Yes, a quilter. Apparently, in quilting circles, UFO is slang for an unfinished object, UFO. I was just reading about this, but apparently if you're quilting and you go, oh, that one's, I just couldn't finish it, or, you know, it kind of gets put in the stack of things that I didn't finish yet, and it's a UFO, unfinished object.
Very cool.
So,
thank you, DJ.
Good job.
You know who's heavy into quilting?
Yes, I do. I do.
Mike Max.
Mm-hmm. That's right.
He's up next with sports. Michael Max's sports. I'm the only one who can call him Michael because he's been bad.
Bad.
Brought to you by the John Schuster Group, Caldwell Banker Real Estate. Maxie, welcome back to the show, sir. Like you never left.
I'm sorry. I get my thrills out of such strange and weird things, you know?
You are kind of a weirdo.
Yeah, I am, man.
Yeah,
that's
okay.
When Ron Sher and I used to do the outdoor show, he'd have some expert on, you know? And he'd say to the expert something like, knowing full well that, you know, Ron is already an expert, the guy on the other line's an expert, I'm not. And he'd say something like, well, where would you fish for trout this time of year? And the guy'd say, oh, you know, I like to go in streams about 8 feet of water. And I'd go, I go, that's exactly. Like, I'm the expert with the expert, right? You just drive Ron nuts because I'd agree with the guy as if I had the same, the expert and I were on the same page and we were teaching Ron something.
You're ganging up.
It's exactly what you do.
Really?
That's exactly what you do in those circumstances, yeah. Ron. He's exactly right. Like, he, you know, the expert and I know, and you don't.
Listen up, Ron. Write this down, yeah. Hey, nice outing for the Twins
last night.
And the A's on again right here on your Twins channel. What has impressed you recently? The Twins still on a roll, right?
Yeah, I mean, they had one aberration. That was the Houston Astros who taught them a lesson. Then they came back. Excuse me, they won 2 out of 3 from Cleveland. Then won last night against Oakland. They beat them all 4 times. They've played them this year. What impressed me is the way their bullpen is starting to get an identity here. Chris Archer didn't go long last night, 4 innings. But they picked it up after that. And they went with Cano again, which surprised me that they went to him in a close game. He got through it. Griffin Jacks gave him 2 good quality innings. He's starting to – I was talking to him the other night about this. You know he's a – reliever now. He was a starter last year, and he said, you know, it just changes the way you do your business. I do about half of what I used to do as a starter on my off days because I can't be tired by the time they give me the ball, you know, in the middle of the game. And he pitched well, and then Tyler Duffy finished strong. So, you know, they didn't score a lot of runs, but they didn't have to because they pieced that thing together pretty well last night, and I think they'll continue to do that as they go through because I don't think this is a starting rotation, maybe with the exception of Joe Ryan, that's going to go deep into games.
Hey, Maxie, I want to ask you about Tom Brady, Fox announcer.
Yeah.
10 years, $375 million. Only Aaron Rodgers, Deshaun Watson, and Patrick Mahomes are set to make more money. I mean, in theory, Brady is going to make more money as an announcer on Fox than he did, playing for New England, where I think his peak salary was something like $25 million. Now it's going to be $37 million. Nobody really knows how well he's going to do.
I know.
And yet, Fox is betting big time that he's going to be a draw, right?
Well, this kind of, you know, it lines up when they allowed Troy Aikman and and Buck to get away to Monday Night Football. And, right. and that really filled the void for ESPN because they've really been struggling. And then everybody's going different places. You know, Al Michaels departed NBC after, you know, an unbelievable career. Chris Collinsworth stays there, but there was this void because you couldn't really figure out there's what, four stations that carry football, but there's not four great color commentators,
right.
For sure. And so they rolled the dice on the, you know, the surest thing that they could find. You know, I'm sure that everybody floats it by Peyton Manning first, right? Peyton, do you want to do broadcasting? He's got this little thing going now where he does it, you know, with his brother, and they do it as they watch it on TV, which has become popular as well. But if Peyton doesn't want to do it, then you go, what else is out there? Well, I mean, clearly Brady stands out. Now, I don't know how much testing they did of him or if they were just in a bidding war at that time that they couldn't afford not to make a big offer. In other words, I don't know if they sat him down in the, you know, in the and had him do, you know, fictitious games, et cetera, and they said, wow, this guy is off the charts good. Or if they just said, man, we got nothing else going. We got to find somebody to fill the void.
Well, he's got the brand. He's got the aura.
Oh.
And so,
and
yeah.
He got the money.
He's got the money.
He got the girl. He got the rings. He got, what didn't he get?
I think he's an alien. Speaking of UFOs. Thank you, Mike Max.
Thank you, Paul.
We'll be right back on CCO.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Now with the MLB app, you can get baseball your way. Pick your favorite team, your favorite players, and get customized highlights, stories, and breaking news right on your home feed. Follow the action with Game Tip, where 3D replays add another dimension. Plus, notifications can keep you connected to every pitch, every hit, every game. The MLB app. Baseball, your way. Download it now for free from the App Store or Google Play. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.